Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Google walkout organizers say they're facing retaliation. By Natasha Tiku. Two employee activists at Google say they have been retaliated against for helping to organize a walkout among thousands of Google workers in November, and are planning a town hall meeting on Friday for others to discuss alleged instances of retaliation. In a message posted to many internal Google mailing lists Monday, Meredith Whitaker, who leads Google's open research, said that after the company disbanded its external AI Ethics Council on April 4, she was told that her role would be changed dramatically. Whitaker said she was told that, in order to stay at the company, she would have to abandon her work on AI ethics and her role at AI Now Institute, a research center she co-founded at New York University. Claire Stapleton, another walkout organizer and a 12-year veteran of the company, said in the email that 2 months after the protest, she was told she would be demoted from her role as marketing manager at YouTube and lose half her reports. After escalating the issue to human resources, she said she faced further retaliation. My manager started ignoring me. My work was given to other people, and I was told to go on medical leave, even though I'm not sick, Stapleton wrote. After she hired a lawyer, the company conducted an investigation and seemed to reverse her demotion. While my work has been restored, the environment remains hostile, and I consider quitting nearly every day, she wrote. Whitaker and Stapleton are two of the 7 employees who helped organize the mass demonstration in November, during which 20,000 Google workers briefly walked out of their office to protest the company's mishandling of sexual harassment claims. In a statement, a Google spokesperson said, "We prohibit retaliation in the workplace and investigate all allegations. Employees and teams are regularly and commonly given new assignments, or reorganized, to keep pace with evolving business needs. There has been no retaliation here." Whitaker and Stapleton did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Here is the full text of their letter. "Hi all. This was a hard email to write. Google is retaliating against several organizers. We are among them, and here is what's happening to us." Meredith. "Just after Google announced that it would disband its AI Ethics Council, I was informed my role would be changed dramatically. I'm told that to remain at the company, I will have to abandon my work on AI ethics and the AI Now Institute, which I co-founded, and which has been doing rigorous and recognized work on these topics. I have worked on issues of AI ethics and bias for years, and am one of the people who helped shape the field looking at these problems. I've also taken risks to push for a more ethical Google, even when this is less profitable or convenient." Claire. "After 5 years as a high performer in YouTube marketing and almost 12 at Google, 2 months after the walkout, I was told that I would be demoted, that I'd lose half my reports, and that a project that was approved was no longer on the table. I escalated to HR and to my VP, which made things significantly worse. My manager started ignoring me. My work was given to other people, and I was told to go on medical leave, even though I'm not sick. Only after I hired a lawyer and had her contact Google did management conduct an investigation and walked back my demotion, at least on paper. While my work has been restored, the environment remains hostile, and I consider quitting nearly every day. Our stories aren't the only ones. Google has a culture of retaliation, which too often works to silence women, people of color, and gender minorities. Retaliation isn't always obvious. It's often confusing and drawn out, consisting of icy conversations, gaslighting, project cancellations, transition rejections, or demotions. Behavior that tells someone the problem isn't that they stood up to the company, it's that they're not good enough and don't belong. During the walkout, we collected 350 stories. Reading them, a sad pattern emerges. People who stand up and report discrimination, abuse, and unethical conduct are punished, sidelined, and pushed out. Perpetrators often go unimpeded or are even rewarded. Andy, Amit, I reported, he got promoted. By punishing those who resist discrimination, harassment, and unethical decision-making, Google permits these behaviors. This harms people inside the company and communities outside who bear the brunt of Google's bad choices. If we want to stop discrimination, harassment, and unethical decision-making, we need to end retaliation against the people who speak honestly about these problems. We need to push back. Here are some next steps. 1. We will be hosting a retaliation town hall to share our stories and strategize. When? Friday, April 26, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Add the event to your calendar. The message included an internal link to a live stream of the meeting. 2. If you've been retaliated against, please share your story. If you shared your story with the walkout form, feel free to reshare and help keep everything in one place. The more we share with each other, the easier it will be to push back. Add yours. Sincerely, Meredith Claire.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.